Podcasts. I'm Ed.
I am. I was going to say Padawan Levi, but no.
Nah.
I'll just be Levi today.
And this is, you can call it episode 3? Or episode 3, if you so desire. That was my pop culture reference for the episode.
Oh, okay. You only do one? You usually do so many
books. It fit. If others fit, then yeah, I'll do them, but you never know. Might be just a dry-ass hour and not have anything to go with, you know?
Oh, gosh, I hope not.
Well, you never can tell. So this episode, guys, we have Kanan the Last Padawan issues 1 through 5.
Yes.
Primarily because with issue 6, the book became Kanan. So, it made it pretty easy to break it up.
I know, right? It's like, where do we break it up? Where do we stop? There.
Although the interesting thing is that that story from episode 6 is a pretty good bookend for the beginning of issue 6. It's a good bookend for the beginning of issue 1.
Yes.
But where it's... that bookend is just a portion of issue 1. It's like all of issue 6. So,
right.
Just set up kind of oddly. But the change in title made it easy for us to decide that was a good break point to talk about this ongoing book. And so far, it has been, or at least in the 5 issues that we will talk about, it has been brought to us by Greg Weissman as the writer, Pepe Larraz, the artist, David Curiel on colors, and Joe Caramagna on letters. And as far as these 5 books, I think issue 4, I like the cover the best. Primarily because I think that Janice Kazmer is just a cool-looking character. And he's fairly predominantly featured on that cover.
Mm.
Along with... I guess it would be Caleb is who's on the cover with him.
Are we going to throw out that spoiler already?
and a holocron.
Yeah.
Which looks really big.
It does, actually.
I didn't realize that they were that big. I thought you held them in your hand, not like stood on them.
Well, I don't know. You like in the movies and in other visual works, they are that small, handheld.
Yeah. So.
But for some reason, this time it's like you can stand on it. I don't know. I don't get it.
How about you? Was there a cover that you liked?
Not honestly, not any one that stood out for this series so far.
Okay.
They're all equally cool because they're all dynamic and it's something new. It's like a new character. And so, you know, it's like, ooh, that one's cool. And then you see the next one, it's like, ooh, but that one's cool. You know what I mean?
Right, yeah. Yeah, I got you.
That was pretty much like the same way across the board. So it's like, no standout for me.
Now, I think somewhere in our conversing, you said that you have seen at least one, if not more, episodes of this cartoon?
The animated series. Yeah, I have.
Which, Rebels.
Yeah, which also is one of the reasons why I enjoyed reading this so much, is because, for those who don't know, this is going to be not an entire and complete history, but it's basically a lead-up to... where the not where the animated series starts, but it's what makes Kanan and you know a little bit of his story basically.
So is it really been possible to tell where the current portion of the story fits into the animated universe or?
No, not yet. Okay. I don't think that the comic series has gone up to the point where the animated series started. I don't think so.
Okay, so
I saw the first episode of the animated series, and I've read all 5 plus, issue 6 of the comic, and I don't see them meeting yet.
Okay. And just out of a sense of completeness, I should also say that season 2 for Rebels started this week.
Nice.
Episode 1 was out like Tuesday or last night. I forget when I saw it. All right, so in this first book, we start off the series, of course, being introduced to our protagonist, who's Kanan, title of the book, so you would hope that he would show up pretty soon.
Relatively soon, yeah.
And we find him aboard his ship, the Fulcrum Ghost. And that's only like couple pages, because they're heading to the planet Kallar to do something, and at the mention of the name, Kanan starts to think back to the last time he was on this planet, and that flashback pretty much starts and is the story for these first 5 issues.
Exactly, yeah. For those wanting to know, it's 15 years since, what do they call it, Order
66?
Yeah, is it Order 66?
Yeah.
Is basically, excuse me, where his story is going to start for the purpose of this issue, and where, I guess, the present is going to be for this comic. So it's 15 years since Order 66.
Right, right. And that came through somewhere in the middle of Episode 3, if I recall correctly.
Was it 3? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was Episode 3. Because that's where we'll get to that here in a sec. So that places it in the overall universe. And that's a central part of Order 66 is a central part of this first issue, but also of what propels, the man we know as Kanan to where he is when we first are introduced to him in this book.
Mm.
Because on the planet Kallar is Jedi Master Deepa Balata and her Padawan, Caleb Doom. And if you recall from the movies, that the clone forces were usually led in the field by a master. And almost always the master had a Padawan. Oh, a Padawan. Well, there we go. There's Padawan in the title.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
However,
yep.
Interestingly enough, Kanan is not the name of the Padawan. The Padawan's name is Caleb Doom. Now, we will have an opportunity to explain the difference here in a couple issues. But right now, Caleb and Deepa are leading a clone attack on Kallar, and they win it. So, the last part of the first issue is them doing a pretty typical soldiers relaxing after battle, kind of going back over what they did that day and other battles that they've won perhaps, and just that general sense of camaraderie that everybody being alive, I guess, will foster.
Exactly, yeah. Having fought alongside someone and living and saving their lives and them saving yours.
Yeah, that's all of that, yeah, camaraderie kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we leave off the first issue.
Mm-hmm.
Now, opening at the very end of the first issue, but definitely at the beginning of the second issue, we see that I want to call him Chancellor, but I don't know if that
– Emperor?
If that is Emperor.
I mean, at this time he would be – well –
yeah, it's kind of iffy. Exactly. He may have just still been a senator then. We'd have to really go back to Episode 3 and watch real close to see. But Order 66 is given to the clone troopers.
Yep.
It is a it seemed to me that it was almost a genetic imperative that had been built into them.
Yep.
Because Order 66 commands the clone troopers to turn on and kill every Jedi, basically, that they can see, that they can get a hold of.
Yep.
So however long they've been fighting together, which you think is a while,
mm-hmm.
perhaps into the years, mm-hmm. in this separatist republic battle, you call it. There's all kinds of different names that you can call the different sides. Rebels.
Right.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So Caleb, at the first part of issue 2, watches as Deepa basically sacrifices her life, draws the attention to her to give her Padawan a chance to flee. And we see that perhaps Caleb is not necessarily a higher level Padawan, because he succumbs to several things, doubt and fear. He hesitates. He does some really human kind of things that that masters certainly seldom exhibit, and I would suggest that higher order Padawans probably don't exhibit either.
Mm-hmm.
So my impression was that he was a middling level Padawan, perhaps, if they have even ranks within that. You know, he hadn't been at it all that long.
I mean, he shows to have good skill with saber and force use, but like you said, he's still got too much of an emotional, over-controlling element about him.
Yeah, he's not in the control of himself that we see from Jedis.
Right.
But he does manage to get away from that immediate fray. Ultimately, he winds up in Plateau City, which is a city on Kalar. And he hides out there in the city from the clone troopers. They're far enough away that it takes them probably several days, by the way the story's written, to even get to Plateau City searching for Caleb. Because once the order was given, that is now their job, in that Caleb has escaped them. They have to hunt him down and kill him, just like they would have dispatched any other Jedi that they were aware of.
Right.
While he's in Plateau City, he is helped by a gentleman by the name of Janice Kasmer, the same one that I referenced for the cover of the fourth issue. I don't know that we're ever really given a race for what he is, but he is a very alien-looking creature.
Very,
He is very humanoid.
A humanoid, but a very... fish-esque?
Fish, maybe reptile. I mean, he's got two arms and two legs and a head, but the skin covering, the shape of the skull and everything like that is not humanoid at all.
Yeah.
Or not human at all. He agrees to help Caleb. He knows that the Jedi are being looked for, and he suspects that Caleb is a Padawan, but that's about as far as it goes. We find out that Kasmer is a ne'er-do-well. Actually, I think he's very much akin to Han Solo.
I was going to say, he's more of a rogue.
Yeah, so he's not necessarily doing anything good to help Caleb. You know, he doesn't have any... He's not being altruistic, but he doesn't evidently, as far as we could tell reading it, have any ulterior motives either.
Right.
It's a situation, here's a kid, he needs some help, here's some food, you know, yeah, you can sack out on my ship, stay out of everybody's way, but when you're done, get the heck off and go on your way.
Yeah.
And you know, that's basically what he tells him. Well, Caleb takes advantage, and while he's on Kasmer's ship, he decides, because he has gotten the message that was transmitted from Coruscant, he decides to steal Kasmer's ship and try to get to Coruscant, which is the home temple for the Jedi.
Which is now overrun with stormtroopers.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah. I mean, it simply from the movie, you can recall that it was completely taken over.
Oh, yeah.
But Now, the curious thing is that he got the first message as soon as it started transmitting, as soon as the temple was attacked. He did not get the second message that went out from
Obi-Wan.
Was it Obi-Wan? No, it wasn't Obi-Wan. It was his teacher.
Qui-Gon?
Yeah. Or no. Was it Obi-Wan?
No, it was Obi-Wan.
Okay, yes, I'm sorry. I'm confusing Obi and Skywalker.
Okay.
Yes, Obi-Wan changed the message to tell everyone to stay away.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently Caleb never got that message. So he steals Kazmir's ship and heads off to Coruscant, as you said, smack into Empire forces.
Mm-hmm.
Or Republic forces. Or, no, I guess they're Empire. I guess the Republic is who is fighting it.
It's no more. The Republic turned into the Empire the minute that
Order 66 was given.
Yeah, basically.
Okay. That's right. Okay. All right, so issue 3, we have Caleb getting to Coruscant, realizing what he's gotten into, and finding a way out. And the only other thing he knows to do is go back to Kaler, because it's pretty much the only thing he personally knows. Now, I would think that he also knows where they came from when he and his master landed on Kaler, but, you know, I don't know, I guess the pressure and grief and whatever else, he's not thinking that clearly. The next thing that comes to mind, since I can't get to Coruscant, is go back to Kaler. So he does that.
Well, I mean, if you think the Padawan at a very young age, younger than Annie was, because Annie was considered to be way too old,
right,
are brought to the temple and educated at the temple before they're even taken really under the wing by masters as Padawans out in the field.
Right, right.
So there's a really good chance that he doesn't even remember his home planet, and Coruscant is the only thing that he knows. That's why he was going back.
Well, I mean, I guess it's possible that... Well, okay. I mean, I would think that they have been doing missions, hopping from planet to planet. And so prior to Kaler, there would either be a rest planet or another planet that the Republic had liberated.
Yeah, but in a little boy's thinking, if the Grand Temple isn't safe, where else is going to be?
Right, no, yeah, I agree completely with you, yeah. Nevertheless, he does head back to Kaler, and he gets there in time to help Caleb, or to help Kazmir out of a jam.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, Kazmir kind of accepts him back into his good graces, even though dude just stole his ship.
I was going to say, he just stole his ship, man.
Yeah, I mean, he did bring it back, so I mean, I guess that's a good thing, the way Kazmir looks at it, in his freebooting kind of lifestyle, you know. Mm-hmm. But so he pretty much determines that the kid is okay, and offers him, let's start working together. I think we can get some stuff done if we work together. Next, we see that perhaps Kazmir has been playing Caleb, because to end the book, this issue 3, he uses the fact that Caleb is a Padawan as a get-out-of-jail-free card when he's cornered by some... actually, he's cornered by the sheriff of Kaler, I believe.
Yep.
And so rather than taking Kazmir in, the sheriff has a much bigger prize in this Padawan, Caleb, that the Empire is looking for, and word has gotten out that they're looking, not only that they are looking for all the Jedi, but that they are looking for Caleb specifically in this quadrant, this sector on this planet, however word would have gotten out.
Mm-hmm.
Kazmir then goes back and he frees Caleb. Kind of a typical playing both ends kind of deal that he's doing there. So, you know, you're starting to think, well, maybe, you know, Kazmir's not that bad a guy because he did it, because that was the best way out of the immediate problem everybody had. But then it was not something that he was going to let stand. He never intended to just leave Caleb. He was going to go back and get him after he was taken in.
Right.
Okay. A couple of the clone troopers, that were the closest to Caleb and his master are pretty much the ones that have, not the ones, but they have pretty much taken it upon themselves to get Caleb.
Right. They were two of the ones that were there at the beginning when we were talking about after that first initial battle where everyone's, you know, the camaraderie and around the campfire and, you know, joking and everything. They're the ones that actually killed his Jedi Master, his sensei.
And they had been together a while because Caleb even threw out some, you know, hey, what about this place? What about this relation? What about that? You know, that they had been together long enough that he had learned about them personally.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, there's a history between, you know, him and them. And so I don't know if it's that they failed because they didn't kill him, that, you know, that they either were made to or have taken it upon themselves, or that because they know him better than anyone else they're doing it, but they're now his hunters after being his best friends and his as close as you can have family, I guess, in times of war.
Right. So those two clone troopers are hunting Caleb. And they hone in on him finally on the planet Lan, and they capture both him and Kasmer. Lan, L-A-H-N, Lan, I guess.
Lan. I saw it as Lan, but I mean everyone's going to see it different. But with an A, I would think it'd be A instead of. Well, I guess no. Some people would argue Lan, L-A-H-N, is just doable. I don't know.
Okay. I'm sorry, I misspoke. They actually, the clone troopers end up letting Kasmer go.
Because they don't need him.
They're not after him at all. They're only after Caleb, so they take Caleb. Well, Caleb does manage to escape the clone troopers, and in turn is rescued by Kasmer, who once again did not leave Caleb to whatever fate we saw, and Cleave, who is the sheriff from Kallar. Both of these men, I guess you could use that word, are of the same alien race, interestingly enough. So I don't know if that race is indigenous to Kallar.
I think they are.
You know, that would make sense, why we see more than just one of them.
Because I believe in... I think another issue, I think maybe issue 6, or I want to say, for some reason, I want to say a different comic altogether, this world is mentioned and that race of people is mentioned.
Oh, really? Okay.
So I'm pretty sure that this race is indigenous to the world of Kallar.
Well, we definitely know that it plays a big part in issue 6 that we're not talking about tonight because he's on his way there. So
right, that's where we catch up.
Right.
And
yeah.
Start present.
Right. The present tale of
Caleb. Kanan.
Well, of Caleb still. So let's see. Yeah, somebody.
Somebody's there and they're doing stuff.
And I didn't mention at the time, but I thought Fulcrum Ghost was a pretty cool name for a ship.
It's, yeah, I like Ghost better. Fulcrum Ghost, it's like, eh.
Yeah.
I thought it was...
I don't know why you need the adjective, I guess it would be.
Sure.
Fulcrum Ghost.
I don't English well.
It's like the Millennium Falcon.
Well, no, now see, I'm sorry, but...
Why do you need just Millennium with the Falcon? Because Han Solo? Okay, yeah. I don't know. Actually, it wasn't because Han Solo, because we found out it was Lando's ship first.
Well, before Han, yeah.
So maybe Lando christened it. We don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe he earned his first million in it.
Yeah, the
thousand.
He was the one that introduced Han to the Kessel Run, and
yep.
After the first successful run, he christened the ship or whatever. Yeah, who knows? That would be an interesting story, though. The Lando Millennium Falcon Han story.
The naming and the how Han got it, and I mean everyone would love that one.
That would be it, and I was kind of hoping that's what the Lando miniseries was going to talk about, but they went somewhere completely different. So,
and surprisingly different too.
Yeah. So we've been seeing, particularly in issue 5. Well, actually, predominantly in issue 5, some tension between the clone troopers, because mm-hmm. they now have Caleb. And he's talking to them as good as intelligent hostages always do. They're picking and prying and trying to find anything they can use in a hostage situation. Caleb is doing it verbally by talking,
mm-hmm.
even though he's being shouted down and threatened, and it's a very adversarial situation. But they're allowing Caleb to talk rather than whatever. Covering his mouth, knocking him out, whatever, to stop the talking. But they
killing him?
Well, no, they can't kill him. Because, well, no, they could.
They could. That's the whole point of this entire thing was to hunt him down and just kill him.
They could have right away, but the one what
yeah, the one
the
true
guy wanted to do it in a certain way, didn't he?
He just wanted to shoot him outright, I believe. I'd have to go through and read it again, but
try to pull that out.
I think the determined one, the leader, was wanting to just kill him outright, and I think his partner, the one who is having doubts, is like I said, I'd have to go back and read it specifically. I don't remember. I want to say that he's wanting to bring him to justice.
Okay.
I think he's just using it to try and hold off.
Because he doesn't want to.
No, he doesn't, because he's starting to question the whole, wait a minute, how is it that we go from being friends to now we're hunting them down, and the guy in charge is like, it's orders, it doesn't matter.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, so
That's what Kanan is playing off of right now. When you were talking about him, talking and them letting him, that's basically what he's doing. He's like, guys, look, before all this happened, we were out there, we were fighting on the same side, and we were doing this and that. And, the guy in charge is like, it doesn't matter. You're a traitor. Right. That's all that matters. You're a Jedi. We have to kill you.
And, yeah, we see slowly being just over a couple pages, basically. But slowly, the one clone trooper is starting to sway towards Caleb's side and mm-hmm. not from his commander fellow clone trooper side.
Mm-hmm.
And there's at least one other clone trooper in the ship with them.
Yeah, on the ship.
Perhaps more than just one, but there's a small contingent of clone troopers on the ship that they have Caleb in. Ultimately, the one questioning clone trooper allows Caleb to escape and does some shenanigans to draw his fellow clone trooper's attention, yada yada. Basically, he allows Caleb a jailbreak, and Caleb gets away and is once again rescued by Kasmer.
It's a bold. I'll say it's a bold escape.
Yeah, it's
Read the comic. I'm not going to give that away. I'll just say that it was a pretty bold escape for a I don't know, what would you say, 14-year-old?
Probably, yeah. I would say 14, 15, something like that.
Yeah. So. That it took a set to do that.
It took a large set to do what he did, particularly considering just, you know, two or three issues ago, we saw this kid that just absolutely froze in a very critical situation. Could have been very mm-hmm. critical to him.
Mm-hmm.
And now just a handful of issues later. Now, we do know that time passes, and there is a measurable amount of time that passes, but not what I would call significant.
Yeah, I'd say at the most it was months, not even a full year, maybe from, say, when he met up with Casimir to right now. I'd say less than a year, but more than a month.
Yeah, definitely I got the feeling a handful of months, because physically he didn't really change a whole lot.
Right, but
any physical changes he did to separate himself from Padawan to the person he was trying to be now.
Right, they were cosmetic and for the purpose of trying to, you know, to change his identity.
Right.
But I got the sense that they were doing jobs for a while.
Yeah.
Before or in between, like issue. What was it, two? Yeah, issue two, and like when he got captured, you know what I mean?
Yeah, because they were definitely on another planet even
mm-hmm.
when the clone troopers caught up with them. And that was really the first time we saw that the clone troopers were anywhere near really that close. So, you know, there was some period of time for the troopers to narrow down their search and catch up with them.
Exactly.
So, at the end of this issue, Caleb decides to strike out on his own in a rather, I thought, potentially, if you were given to that as the reader, a heart squeezing kind of scene between the two of them.
Okay.
Well, you know, in a romantic kind of story sense.
We'll go with that.
So, and it's at this point that Caleb decides that he is not Caleb Doom anymore, because that is the Padawan that everyone's looking for.
Mm-hmm.
He will call himself Kanan Jarrus, which is, of course, the name of the book, the name he went by at the beginning, but we also see why Kanan is the last Padawan, although he, in essence, now denies that. That part of himself.
Right.
He does have his lightsaber, but apparently, and this is kind of speaking ahead a little bit, apparently he doesn't prefer to use it because it gives away who he is.
Your word choice I'll have to disagree with slightly. He's choosing not to. It's not that he prefers not to. He's choosing not to.
Oh, right,
so
okay.
So that he can maintain his new identity.
Right. From issue 6, did you get the impression that he even carries it? I don't know if it really came up to tell.
I didn't actually know. I don't think that he does.
Is it still disassembled like he did earlier?
That's what I got the impression of. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. In order to hide it better during this story, he took his lightsaber apart.
Yeah. Like you said, to hide it, but also just so there wasn't the temptation to use it.
To use it, right.
Is how I felt. It's like, take it apart and put it away, and people find parts, and it's like, oh, wait, what is this? I don't know what it is, you know?
So, now, there is an interesting portion of this. Let's see. Yeah, it is this one. We run into a person who collects artifacts. Right? That was in Kanan, wasn't it, Levi?
Yeah, but that's in issue 6, dude.
Oh, is that what happened? Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's in issue 6.
Ahead. Okay.
Yeah, you are.
That just really struck me with in comparison to what we said about the Lando series.
I thought that was weird. And see, okay, so we're talking a lot about things that we know that they don't. So,
yeah. We'll get there. Actually, we'll get there probably in just another couple episodes.
I was going to say.
What I recall.
Pretty quickly, actually.
And so there we end the origin of Kanan. We are back on board the Fulcrum Ghost as they're heading to Kaler.
And it's the present again.
Yes, it is. It is the present, which, as you said, Levi, is about 4 years now before the Battle of Yavin.
Oh, is it 4 years before that? Okay.
Yeah, it's the it goes back to about 19 years before.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, because of the 15 before that issue. So yeah.
Right. Yeah, it's been about 15 years since that happened, and then yeah, order. So it's only been about 4 years. Yeah. Anyways, so right now the current of Kanan is 4 years roughly before the Battle of Yavin, and that for those of you that may not remember is basically the destruction of the first Death Star. That's the easiest way to remember that.
Right. Yavin 4 was
the moon. The planet was Yavin.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, the planet was Yavin, but the moon was Yavin 4, which was the jungle wooded planet. You see, like the rebel in that high tower just above the tree line as
right.
One of the ships is coming in one of the scenes. That's Yavin.
It struck me almost as being Mayan.
Well, yeah, I used to know the history of the place that they were actually set up on Yavin. It was actually an ancient race that built that temple. It was actually a religious temple many years ago.
Okay.
But I've forgotten so much now.
So, yes, yes, I know.
But, so.
Okay.
You go first in the rating of...
Oh, okay. All right. So, once again, because it's still relatively new to everyone, we rate in a lightsaber. Granting of a lightsaber to qualify the quality of whatever we have discussed. And in this case, it's these first five issues. A blue lightsaber means it's good. To compare that to a couple famous TV movie reviewers, I think it would equate to a thumbs up.
A thumbs up way of doing things. That's novel.
And then a red lightsaber is equivalent of that same movie duo's thumbs down.
Or yes.
A bad for us, a negative, a or however you want to put it.
So, yeah. That was
We have a, and that's all there is. So, you know, last episode, if you listened, I was kind of caught in between because there were things I liked and things I didn't like, but had to go with one or the other.
Yep, you can't purple saber.
Nope. Or green, if you have, well, no, there were green in the movies, wasn't there?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I remember the little figures had a green. I forget who had green.
Yep.
Yoda, maybe?
Yoda, I think. Because the original figures, there would have been...
Green, red, and blue, I remember.
Yeah, because there was Vader, who had red. The blue was Luke.
Luke.
And then... Oh, no, wait. There would have been Obi-Wan in the original figures as well.
Right. But did he have a lightsaber? Or was he just the old man? Yeah. Where?
I don't even remember, dude.
This is going way back.
Yeah, it is.
Almost, what is that, almost 40 years?
15? Yeah. Yep.
Almost, yeah. Between 35 and 40. Okay, well, I saw it in the theaters. Never mind. I think overall I feel good giving this a blue lightsaber, these first five issues. How about you?
Yeah, I'm definitely going to do the same with a strong blue lightsaber. I enjoyed them because I'm able to – read more about something that I've seen, that I've watched.
Okay.
So I like that aspect. But I also like the fact that it's a new character and it's a new Force user. I wouldn't necessarily call him a Jedi because he wasn't officially
No.
Well, he's not been officially made that.
Yeah, he hasn't passed his training.
Right, but he is most definitely a saber wielding force user. So, and that's kind of cool too.
There aren't very many at this time. Mm-hmm. Four years before the Battle of Yavin.
Yeah,
there
not open.
There would be Obi-Wan.
Yeah.
Well, actually, he's the only one that. Well, and Anakin.
Yeah.
We know of those two, and then we're seeing that Luke is perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
So there's only three others that we know of in the Star Wars universe at this time. Well, I'm sorry. Or let's see. No, just those three, because we haven't been introduced to Yoda yet. He is in Episode 5. Because Luke takes off after the battle to go train, because he knows that he is not very proficient.
Mm.
So, and then, of course, there's Luke's sister. Well, never mind. Okay. Do want to give a shout-out to Terry Quinn, and I did not look to see if this individual was male or female. Terry Quinn liked the Google Plus page.
Ooh, awesome.
So we give Terry Quinn a blue lightsaber.
Definitely a strong blue lightsaber for Terry Quinn as well.
Yes. And still continued action as far as likes and retweets and stuff like that. I noticed for episode 2 when we put it up. So we still have people helping promote us, and I can't help but think, I haven't looked at the numbers directly, that there are people listening as well. So
well,
thank you for that.
It's Star Wars. They're going to listen.
Well, hopefully we'll get more listeners as everyone tries to get tickets and realizes that they're sold out and they can't, so they have to do something. Well,
exactly.
They can listen to the podcast. That's,
exactly.
Yeah.
We'll tell them all about all the new Star Wars stuff that's coming out this year.
That's all the new comic books. That's
comic stuff.
Yep. And I think also that we can go ahead and announce what next episode will be, not when, but what.
I think we're at a place that we can do that safely, yeah.
We will be talking about the first 5 issues of Darth Vader.
Yes.
And then as a subsequent follow-up, the episode after that, we will be talking about issues 6 through 11 of Darth Vader.
Yes.
So the Darth Vader series up to issue 11, and we'll just leave it at that. Up to issue 11 will be the focus of the next 2 episodes of the show. So for those of you that may want to, whatever, brush up, buy them. Surely you've already been buying them. But if you haven't, you can go out and buy them. Unfortunately, I don't think there's any trades of any of this material been put out by Marvel yet. And that's kind of unfortunate. Because a lot of companies are pumping out those trades like just a month or so after it finishes.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it be a miniseries or a storyline or anything like that. But I'm not even sure I've seen any announcements, and I have my December previews. I haven't seen any announcements for any trades coming out for this stuff yet. And that's, I guess Disney must be holding it up for some reason. Maybe they're going to.
I was going to say Disney's marketing is, I mean, they know what they're doing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So maybe they're going to start pumping them out at the beginning of the year after the movie drops is what they're wanting to do.
Maybe.
Keep that going, because by then there should be enough to where they could drop 5 or 6 different trades.
Mm-hmm.
And then we would have what? We'd have approximately 2 years to wait for the next movie, let's say.
Maybe the next movie in that line, but I doubt we'll wait 2 years for another Star Wars movie with all of the other.
Really?
I honestly think that 2017 will see us, probably late 2017 will see us with at least one non-major storyline Star Wars movie.
Could be, but I mean, they haven't even started filming it yet, and I'm not even sure they have a finished screenplay yet from what I've seen, so.
It's Disney, dude. They make magic.
Oh, yeah. So, feedback. Let's see. I told you guys what's coming up the next couple episodes. So I guess the only stuff left is contact information. Is there anything else you want to put out there, Levi?
No, not that I can think of.
Okay. If you guys do want to feedback us, a variety of ways to do it. The website is a good place to start. BigTimeNoise.com/StarWars. A New Star Wars Era at gmail.com is the email address, should you choose to converse that way. Star Wars The New Era has both Facebook and Google Plus pages. And also on Facebook, there's a page for Teal Productions where these episodes will also be posted. And Teal Productions is also the Twitter feed that you can use, not feed, Twitter handle, that you can use to contact Levi or I about the show should you frequent Twitter, which I do all the time, but I have noticed that my brother has been using more and more lately.
I have, actually. I have increased my Twittering over the past 2 months.
So, there we go, guys. Episode 3 in the can and hopefully coming soon to your ear hole. We appreciate you listening to us.
Yes, very much.
Darth Vader next time out.
Yes, very much.
We will talk to you guys then.
Yes, we will.
Star Wars The New Era is a Teal production, and as such is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, Non-Derivative 3.0 Unported License. Music provided by freemusicarchive.org.